Hey, it's Heather Brooker. Welcome to a special edition of Motherhood in Hollywood, a podcast where I interview parents in the entertainment industry about their passion for family and the pursuit of their dreams. Right now, I have a very special interview with Brooke Burke Charvet. I got to meet Brooke and speak with her recently at the 5th annual Red Carpet Safety event at the commissary at Sony Pictures. We talk about how motherhood changed her career and her perspective on this industry. She also shares about why car seat safety and this event in particular was so important for her to be a part of and show her support for her good friend, Allie Landry, who is one of the founders of the event. So without any further ado, here's my interview with Brooke Burke Charvet.
Well, Allie's one of my best friends, and I'm so proud of her for really championing this cause. I have four children of my own, and I can't think of anything more valuable than child safety. And I tell my children a lot, one of my jobs is to keep them safe and healthy and alive, quite frankly. And there's so much information being thrown at us as mothers, and so much details, and so many handbooks and instructions, and it's innocently very easy to make a mistake. Whether it's your car seat, in every aspect. So it's really important to educate ourselves, and I think events like this raise that awareness, and you know, lend a space where moms can come and learn, and brands can educate. It's hard. It's hard raising children, and there's so many options and so much information. So I think communication is, you know, super, super important.
Now, as you said, you're a mom of four. Can you tell me what it was like for you when you decided to become a mom? Did you struggle with that in terms of, like, your career? Like, I may not work again. How am I going to balance having a family?
It's such a good question. I don't think I decided. I think my child decided it was time. And then I sort of figured it out as I went along. I always say, you know, you can prepare for so many things in life. I'm not quite sure you can totally prepare for motherhood. And then if you do, it's going to completely throw you sideways. Yeah. And I was sort of the first in my group to really become a mom. So none of my friends had kids. And I had faith in myself because I instinctively always wanted to be a mother. And I'm pretty free-spirited about motherhood, but I just made it up as I went along. And I was hosting a travel show at the time, so it was like, whoa.
I remember.
And that was not planned.
Right.
And everybody was like, wait, what? I was hosting a travel show around the world, most of the time in a bathing suit. So it was a little tough, but I just made a commitment that my child and I, it was Nariah, were going to be a package deal. And I took her on the road with me, and I never left her. And I took, you know, a nurse with me when we would go into the jungles in Belize. And we went from Morocco to Belize.
So you took her with you?
I never left her.
Oh, wow.
She had 40 stamps on her passport by the time she was two. And a lot of people thought I was nuts, but I just said what was nuts would have been to be separated, because I really believed in attachment bonding at that time. And we worked it out. And I think also being a young mom and not knowing better, it was all perfectly normal to me. After I had baby number three and baby number four, I unpacked my bags and I thought, was I completely nuts?
What do I do? I'm staying home for these.
Yeah.
I think that's amazing.
Thank you.
It's great to hear that you found a way to make it work, because there's so many, Motherhood in Hollywood, I interview moms, producers, writers, stylists, chefs, everybody on all sides of the entertainment industry about parenting and how they're finding a way to make it work. So I've been fascinated with, like,
it's fantastic that you're doing that.
Yeah.
I'm
trying to figure out how to
and I'm the CEO of Modern Mom as well, so we started that site, which was a content site, to really sort of share our voice to a savvy working mom and just to give them a space to, you know, blog and share. But I have accomplished more as a mother than I did before I became a mother, and I think it's such a powerful message to all women that you make up your mind to do something, and becoming a mother for me had added so much to my life. And it was really about communication in my family and teaching them real life lessons. And, you know, even today I have four children. I'm always going to miss something, no matter what I do.
Right.
Even if there were two of me, we're still going to miss something. But that's a life lesson. And I really believe in that I make up for time that I miss. And I don't believe in beating myself up and doing guilt. And I think it's way harder to be a stay-at-home mom, let me just say that, than it is to be a working mom, because I love what I do, and it's escapism and it's a blessing. But I also do what I do to raise my family, and I constantly tell my children that. And in moments of sadness when, you know, I have to miss something at school that hurts everybody, I think they understand. It's not always okay for them, but I talk to them a lot.
That's what I wonder about too, is when moms who are in the industry, you have events to go to, you have openings to go to, and like work, and everything sort of seems to be counterintuitive to family,
yes.
pulling you away from family.
That's very true. I don't have much of a social life, and I think that's
one thing that
I do to balance.
I see.
You know, I'll give you an example. Today I had 2 soccer games, and I really wanted to come out and support this because this is a really important cause, and I would have liked to have been here at 11, and I walk in at 1 o'clock. I left the second game in the middle of halftime. I was like, sorry, guys. Listen, team, here's the deal. I love you.
Yeah.
You guys are amazing, and now I'm going to go help some other children of the world. And there's a lot of that. And I really try to live by example with lessons of philanthropy with my own family. Even when I did Celebrity Apprentice and I had to go to work for 5 weeks, they were devastated. But I sat down and I was like, I get to go do that because we're all good and we're healthy and we have a tremendous amount of love. So we need to be strong in our causes. I came home. I didn't leave them for that long. But I just talk. I talk to them. And it's all possible, you know, but I choose honesty, and I don't make it a big deal. It's life.
Once again, that was my interview with Brooke Burke-Charvet. Brooke, thank you so much for taking the time to talk with me at the Red Carpet Safety event. If you would like to hear more of my interviews with parents in the entertainment industry, you can go to motherhoodinhollywood.com and search under the podcast category, or you can go to iTunes and Stitcher, search Motherhood in Hollywood, and subscribe to the show. Thank you so much for listening, everybody, and have a great week.